Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. On this Tuesday, 1 week before we vote for president, I am thinking about the 60 Minutes broadcast on Sunday. That really was a bit unfair. So you had Donald Trump being interviewed by Leslie Stahl, and you had Joe Biden being interviewed by Nora O'Donnell. Ms. Stahl was very aggressive with President Trump, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you Google my interviews with Donald Trump 4 years ago, I was very aggressive with then-candidate Trump, but I was fair, and my tone was not prosecutorial. Leslie Stahl asked a series of what I call "you screwed up" questions to the president. He got annoyed, and he walked out of the interview. Conversely, Ms. O'Donnell asked Joe Biden not soft questions, but open-ended questions, and then accepted his answers. Here's a good example. So she did finally get around to Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden said, quote, "I've never taken any money from a foreign country," unquote. Well, that's not the situation. The situation is the former vice president enriched his family by using his powerful office. But Ms. O'Donnell did not follow up on it. So you had a tale of two interviews. One was very tough and confrontational. The other was, whatever you say, Joe. Now this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.